You're live, buddy.
We're live.
You're live. You're live, live and in living color.
Live or A-live?
A-live.
A-live.
A, yeah, what, I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, but the mics are also on. That's what you're trying to say.
The mics are hot.
I'm live.
Let's get.
It doesn't feel hot.
I thought you were an old broadcaster. You should know what a hot mic means.
I'm just old, David. I'm not a broadcaster.
I'm talking about that guy sitting at the bar. That guy is really hot, and his name's Mike. Oh, my God. It's getting so cheesy. But this is going to be... I kind of like this... you know, I was a part of the Glow Up... not Glow Up, the other guys. Those are our nemesis.
Yes.
Felk. I was a part, yes. You know, I run sound for them, and they drew me into the conversation.
Our equals but opposites.
Yeah, exactly. And that show's actually airing right now, so you can check it out. Just go to the webpage, innerwestconcepts.com, and click on Female Encounters, which is right underneath Male Encounters, where they belong.
No, don't even bother with that. Just click on Male Encounters.
Yeah. All right, so we you're ruining my relationship with them, which is what I want to talk about.
Yeah, I don't have to see them on a regular basis. No, I love them. They're good. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're great folks.
Listen to their show occasionally, but listen to ours all the time.
So. Yeah, exactly. Keep so that ours stays one download ahead of them.
Right.
I was kind of embarrassed. Our first download, I think, we got 20, 25, I think, on our very first show that we did.
Yeah.
They got 68.
On their first one?
On their first show, yeah. Yeah.
Catching up to do.
Exactly. Well, I sit there looking at the screen, I'm like, is that right? Can that be right? That's the most, I don't think even the wake-up call got that many on its very first episode.
Is Julie listening to it 60 times?
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Four other people.
Yeah, her and Felicia, 30 times a piece. Yeah. I didn't listen to it. Hey, listen, I kind of like this. We're going to talk about relationships of every kind, and
yeah,
and you know, it's really kind of a hot topic. And let me see if I can pull out
as it pertains to men, right?
Exactly. Because this is men. This is the man show.
Yeah, because men typically when people think about men in relationships. The first thing that mostly comes to, not all the time, but the first thing that mostly comes to mind is sex. Right? I mean,
well,
stereotypically.
When I was younger, yes. Yes.
Stereotypically, when you think of a man in a relationship, you think of a sexual type of relationship. But we're complicated creatures, man. We like it all.
Yes.
I have my buddy Travis here.
I know, and you know, we should acknowledge
this. I've had a relationship with him forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys way longer than he wants to admit.
You know, I have a good friend, Jeff Boddy. You know, Jeff from Breezen. Well, we like to talk about having... Do you guys do man loving? He and I do man loving. Do you guys do man loving?
Not since he met Jerry.
We took a break. He still calls me Alice, though.
Yes, I still call him Alice.
You know, what's really fun is if you're driving on your car, right, and you've got that on speaker, and your kids are in the car, your youngest is in the car, and when I answer the phone, he's like, hey, how about a little cuddle time tonight?
Yes.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah. I'll be. And you know, of course, Hayden's like, yeah. I'll be right over, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. When people think of men and relationships, the first thing that often comes to mind is sexual relationships. But the truth is, men are just as interested in and committed to a host of other kinds of relationships, male friendships. Fathers and their sons and daughters and sons and their fathers and mothers. Familiarity, relationships of all kinds. No, what is that word?
Familiar.
That's not familiar.
Basically, family.
It probably should be familiar, but that's not what it says.
It
ends with an L. Oh, I'm sorry. It's right here.
Familial.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, means family.
Okay. What he said. There went my.
As it pertains to family.
There went my credibility as a newscaster. Long-term committed relationships between loving partners, platonic friendships, work relations, online relationships, meeting new people, friendships between gay and straight men that go beyond stereotypes. Men loving their children with their whole heart and soul, making conscious decisions to love differently than their own parents. All of those relationships are part of the psyche of today's man. I agree. All relationships that should be celebrated by our society and culture.
Yeah.
I love that statement.
Yeah, we're not all about sex. I mean, a reasonable portion of us is about sex, but but I mean, just like women, we want that person. We want that person that we can rely on, that long-term loving relationship, you know. You have a daughter.
Yes.
And is that relationship important to you, Travis?
Very much so. Both of them.
Yeah. And my relationship with your daughter is important to me, right? I'm not a father figure to her. Well, maybe a father, crazy father figure. Yeah, more like crazy uncle.
Yeah,
crazy
he's more like the bastard step-uncle.
Yeah. That's more like the crazy step-uncle, yeah.
But it's still important to me. I love that girl. I would do anything for her. And it's not just about the stereotype of men in a relationship has to relate to sex.
She's not going to talk.
Celeste is here.
Yeah.
I have a relationship with Celeste. It just got really rocky.
Yeah, it's a hateful relationship.
Because I tried to play her promo of her commercializing Traeger's Bar on air, and she does not want to hear the sound of her own voice.
Listen, you did. You're going to start getting. I'm going to get email, and they're going to want to hire you as a voice.
Yeah. Celeste is awesome. You guys need to come and
yeah, we're Traegers.
Talk to Celeste at Traegers. She's badass. I would definitely love another drink.
I do know they're also looking for some more help here at Traegers too. So if you have any experience, I know that Scott's looking for some help.
Way cool.
All right, well, we got a little sidetracked, but
yeah.
The thought that you were making, I totally lost. I forgot now. What?
Oh, just that, I mean, the variety of relationships, right?
Right.
I mean, I value my relationship with Travis that has gone on for way too long in Travis's eyes. Not long enough for me. Pull out of that relationship.
So you still like each other even though you're not intimate any longer.
Yes.
Not any longer.
Yeah. That's very true, yes. Yes, we still have a good relationship even though we're not intimate anymore.
Thank you.
So you can be friends.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
After you break up.
Right, you can still be friends. Yeah.
But he dumps you for someone else.
Jerry's cute.
I sensed a little of animosity in that statement from Travis.
No,
when
he knows.
What he dumps.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good for him.
It's a good thing.
Not so much for me, but... The only consistent thing in my life left me.
I was a jaded asshole before. And a man was the only one that could put up with me.
Yes.
No woman could put up with that.
True.
But Jerry found a way through. So, yeah.
Well, I don't think she put up with it. I think she just allows you to coexist with her.
No, she has this magical ability to just not be crazy, which is my experience. And then
she's crazy.
And then to just absorb my crazy and not react to it.
Really? She can't. She doesn't react to your crazy?
Well, she does. She laughs a lot. Because I'm hilarious. I mean, come on.
I will agree that you're hairy-assed.
Yes, I am hairy-assed.
But I don't know about hilarious. You know, I have... We've discussed this on one of my other programs. I mean, I have a really solid friendship with a lady that was on our show.
Yeah.
That show will air.
Yeah, she
after
was
this
cool,
one.
Man.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I like her.
I just love her to death. And but I would say that if she opened the door, I would waltz my ass right in. I mean,
do you find that's a little bit common? I've had some of those relationships
no.
where I'm like really solid friends with a girl, but if she did open that door, sure, I'll explore that.
I have, there's, okay, well, there's a handful that, yes, I would explore it. There's twice that on the other side that I would never, ever explore it.
There's one in particular I did kind of dip a toe into the pool a little bit, and it was weird because
pencil wet.
It was weird, dude, because we were like really good friends. No, it didn't. But
you wanted to get your pencil wet.
Kissed her, sure, and it was like kissing my sister.
Oh wow,
it was really weird. Yeah.
Well, I told this story about, I knew this lady that we dated, and we were intimate once, and it was like one of those things that, you know, no sparks flew. They barely even fizzled. So we were like, mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe we just went to be friends. And she turned out to be a really good friend. Yeah. I mean, we was able to set that aside. We forgot about that one night. But it was a fun thing to talk about when we'd have a few drinks,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
You know, you remember when?
Right.
I said, have you had a date lately?
I mean, some people are just kind of meant to be friends.
Yeah. I agree. wholeheartedly agree.
There is some validity in the stereotype a little bit. I mean, stereotypes have a foot in truth, right? So there's some validity. We're touching on that, right? So you just better jump right in. Yeah, you meet a girl and you're thinking, yeah, I'm gonna make this happen. And then some of them
is that work exactly out. What you're thinking?
Sure. Yeah, some of them work out, and then some of them don't, and some of them end up friends, you know. But and then some friends that you've had as well as a friend, then you're thinking, man, if she'd ever give me a chance, I'd rip her clothes off. You know,
so there's
some validity in the stereotype or whatever, but we are more complicated than that as men. I mean, it's not always all about that.
No, and I know I kid very heavily about it, but especially for me now. When I was younger, yeah, you know, it was like, what could I get? But now I want that relationship. I want that connection. Doesn't necessarily have to involve sex.
We've had that conversation on the show before.
Yeah, doesn't have to.
Of your thing about.
We talked about my thing.
It was a short story.
Yeah. It was a story. It was a short story.
Travis, I want to know how you know that.
We're going to invite Travis back.
Listen to the podcast.
Touche.
No, about like laying that out there that that I'm not in this for sex. I'm in this for the long term,
right?
Like, you know, and we're not gonna have sex until we're married. Kind of like that's going a little.
I'm not using that line anymore.
Right,
until we've really gotten close.
But we have. I mean, that goes to prove kind of the point we're trying to make.
Exactly.
Is that it's not all about sex.
They're turning the music up in the background. I think that means something.
They're playing you off?
Yeah, they're trying
to pay bills?
They're trying to drown my ass out, it sounds like.
Play off music.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher, in 2019 diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Nobody knows what they're doing. Oh, wait, let me start
this. Who
knows what they're doing? Yeah. Something. Damn sure.
There's no doubt.
AJ that does that?
Positive.
You know,
where's AJ right now?
Oh, she was going to be here tonight, too. But matter of fact, yesterday she told me she was coming for this recording, and then she got stuck in Durango, had to finish an assignment. You know, she's going to school, so she's having to finish an assignment. Which I'm glad you brought that up, because she is getting ready to do a podcast herself.
It's called...
Oh, thank you. I forgot.
What is it called? Hold on.
Yeah,
it's... Drum roll. It's called Reclaiming Culture with AJ.
We've had another one coming, too. Yeah. It's going to be Mills Mumblings, which is going to be a YouTube channel. But that's from years... I used to do that years ago.
That's all the podcasts that you're a host on.
I have. Right now, that's a total of 7. That's all the podcasts I'm what?
That you're a part of, that you're a host of.
Yeah.
Just Mills Mumblings.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know that I understood that.
I know.
Maybe I'm not drinking tonight because I'm on the weight loss program. So, you know, it's everything. I'm out riding the Shetland. So talk a little lower.
Drinking will make you pee more.
It's true. I mean, water.
So does
just drain
3.5 liters of water.
Yeah. Right. I used to tell people, because I used to drink a lot of beer too. I mean, a lot of beer. And I finally switched to hard alcohol, because I like them both. It doesn't matter. But I switched to hard alcohol to drink the majority of the time, because I didn't like being the middleman. Because all you do goes in one end, and then 2 minutes later, it's out.
So just watery.
Never liked being.
At that point.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Have you, like work relations, is there, have you ever had a relationship, I guess a guy or female, that took further than just work? And I don't mean sleeping with a guy. I mean, like, out for drinks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty common occurrence, right? A lot of friends for men, maybe even for women, but I'm not a woman, so I can't speak for women. But a lot of friends end up coming from work, right? Yeah. I mean,
sure.
You spend all day with these people, and there's the ones you like and the ones you don't like, and the ones you don't like, you avoid at all costs, and the ones you like, you're like, hey, you want to go out for a drink?
For me, it's a little different. I mean, as I've gotten nowadays since I've retired, but when I was in management, I really couldn't, you know, in any particular town, I was the only manager there. I really didn't.
Well, you could. It's just not right.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah. But I didn't. You know, I was I was like the epitome of the perfect manager.
Right.
Well, almost perfect. But but yeah, I try not to, you know, carry those relations. Because what if you had to fire that person?
Yeah.
You know, it can't be done that way.
Yeah.
But I have had.
Maybe it takes a special skill to do it that way.
Yeah,
I'm not a psychopath. I fired a friend since high school. I fired him.
Oh, wow.
Booted him right out of my company.
Really?
Yeah. I'm heartless when it comes to business. Business is business, man.
I'll try to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of my best working relationships stopped when, as soon as that guy became the superintendent.
You know? Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do stuff regularly together.
Right.
And then when he became supervisor, it was...
It wasn't appropriate
now,
anymore.
Did he talk about it, or did you guys talk about it after it happened?
No. He just kind of pulled back.
Natural?
Yeah, he just naturally started pulling back. We used to still go do some things together, and then he just started pulling back. And that was, it was hard for me to understand and grasp at the beginning, because I was like, well, did I make you mad for some reason?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I not doing my job right? But we never really discussed why.
Right.
But I later on kind of put two and two together. And went,
sure.
You know, it was... He's now the boss of me.
Right.
And we can't.
It'd be hard for him to discipline you when.
Oh, he definitely had his moments. I think he was a little lenient than he probably should have been. But he definitely brought it to the table when he needed to.
Yeah. I mean, for nothing else but like just perception, like the perception of others. Or you should, you know, as a manager, you don't want others to perceive you as giving favorites to this.
Exactly, especially
person.
If you had more. Now, if it's just one, just two people, that's a little different. But if you've got a whole crew of folks,
sure.
Yeah. So do you think that's kind of where I was going? Do you think it's different when it's just a couple of guys? One guy happens to be the supervisor, and you think it's a little bit more
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. We've got a bunch of different kinds of relationships.
Yeah. You know?
There are relationships that I have with my clients. I consider many of my clients my friends.
We're not anymore.
No, not anymore. No, not after
you
this
guys
podcast.
Have a show together. But you can't be friends anymore. Listen to us.
In this scenario, who's the supervisor?
I don't know.
I can tell you in a heartbeat, and it doesn't matter. AJ. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly.
It's definitely AJ.
Whoever's running the board. Yeah,
just from listening to the show. Yeah.
I'm in charge. AJ, you are the supervisor.
But it's whoever's in charge of the board. Yeah. Who's ever got control of the board is in charge.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Ken, you want control of the board so you can boss me around a little bit? Okay, good, because I wasn't going to give it to you.
He's like, we don't want him breaking anything.
Yeah. I just want to ramble weird things into a microphone and have a drink.
You know, I'm really excited, too. Talking of which, you have some wireless mics coming.
I do.
We can do we can really get into that bar exam like we want to do. So we'll put that whole thing together,
wander
too.
Wander around the bar and, ask and talk to people. It'd be weird. Yeah.
I'll be
whiskey.
You need whiskey.
I think, you know, when I was talking to Scott on Sunday, he said everybody can come but Travis is what that's I... Does probably, he know you?
There's a lot of people kind of that know me that way, yeah. Except for him.
They're
like,
good. Travis is going to be
there. He's got a reputation.
Well, we already knew that about you.
He's not always the good guy.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about relationships with sons and... daughters,
right.
And I know you have straightened out a strange relationship with your son.
Yeah, I just did some repair relationship with my own son. We just covered that in a previous episode, and extremely valued relationship, you know, I actually have a standing dinner date with Randy, who's been on the show. He's canceled on me tonight because his daughter is in town. So of course, he's ditching me to spend time with his daughter, which makes total sense. So, men shouldn't be any more than women. Women are typically seen as having.
Careful.
A range of relationships, right? And men are pigeonholed, I think, stereotypically a little more than women are. But every bit as much as women, men have a range of relationships. I have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
I have a relationship with Travis. I have a relationship with Celeste, even though she won't admit it.
Yeah, no, she's mad at you. You're going to have to buy flowers for Celeste.
I know.
You're going to have to send your bartender flowers, and Jerry's going to go, what's this? Are you trying to tap that?
So to speak, I mean, she does tap my alcohol drinks for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a three-finger pour instead of a finger and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we won't say which finger.
Always be good to your bartender.
Yes, right.
Yeah. I have a relationship with my son. I have a relationship with Travis's daughter, both daughters. Where the hell is Amanda nowadays? Anyway.
She's around. She actually said she missed me while I was gone. So.
Aww.
That's kind of nice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People that I work with, I mean, there's so many different types of relationships. It's not about sex. I mean, that's a portion
of
some kinds of relationships. That's it.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
I have a relationship with Julie.
Yes, as I do.
Yeah. Yours is closer. I'm a little jelly, but whatever. Julie's kind of badass.
She is. She's a pretty cool chick. She wears a leather jacket. I mean, come on.
She walked in here. I'll never get that image out of my mind. She walked in here like she freaking owned the place.
Yeah.
Like she was looking for the dartboard because that's hers. Her leather jacket and her Terminator glasses. Yeah. Let's pay some bills.
Oh, wow. I couldn't even get the music bed turned up. God dang it, Ken.
We'll be back.
don't touch that dial. Or anything else, for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
All right. you guys are a little bit more intimate than I realized. I wish I'd ever had some of that conversation.
Yeah, the best conversation. Yeah. You're always off air. I hear that.
What I heard, the tail part that I heard, like, you turned to Travis and says, "Man, you're looking good."
I did.
And you said it like that.
He does look good.
Oh, wait, how come I can't hear you? There's
the There he is. Yeah. He does. He looks really good.
No, I want you to say it like you said it to him during commercial.
Oh, my God, Travis.
not like that.
Oh, I didn't
look
say it like that.
Look at me like you did. Just corner eye. Really good.
You look really good.
That's not how you said it.
No, you've
it
been
had more meaning when you said it before.
I know. It's never as good the second time.
Is would that be?
That's what she
sloppy
said.
Sloppy verges. Yeah. But I last longer the second time.
That is true. That is true. It's still not as good though.
No.
So, no, Travis has been he's been on a workout plan and in a dietary management plan, and I hate saying diets.
Yeah, diets is hard to think.
It's a wrong word. Yeah. It's a live it, man. It's a live it, not a diet. It's a live it.
Yeah.
Changed my eating habits a little bit.
Right, there we go.
And made it more healthy, and it's working well so far, so we're going to keep with it for a little longer.
I liked giving you a hard time about your big ball. Ball, not your balls. This one's off. Yeah.
Just the one.
Yeah, just the one.
The
big
other one's
one.
Fine.
My,
the one
my bad
is,
Superman impression.
Yeah. All right.
I just cracked my ass up. Yeah. I don't think your arms were up, though, were they?
They were. Everything was off the ground. Yeah. It was about 4.5 seconds, but everything was off the ground for a few seconds.
So it was.
You can't have round on round. It just doesn't work.
If it had a blue screen, it would look like he'd be flying.
Yeah. So picture this, people. It was one of those exercise balls, right? Mm-hmm. And you were lying on the exercise ball on your stomach, and then picked your legs and your arms
he was
up
planking.
Superman
I was trying
style.
To do the Superman on a round object with a round panza belly.
Panza.
I thought you were planking. I thought you were planking on the ball.
No, I was
not planking the ball.
That's a whole different concept.
Yeah, that's right. No hole in that ball, right?
Or is it just not that big?
That's what
is that
she said.
Pickup line?
Yes.
You want a plank?
I've been using that.
You want a plank?
I've been using that. It hasn't worked yet. You want to go planking?
It's real easy for you. I'll just plank.
you just lay there.
Oh my God, we're right back into the stereotype.
No kidding, man.
I'm seeing like get away with the stereotype right now.
Well, you know, it's great because let's talk about that a little bit because we do kid about. I mean, I'm really bad about kidding. I did it the other day with somebody I didn't know. It was an important meeting. Lady.
You asked him if.
It was something off the wall. And the minute it came out of my, and I knew one of the ladies in the meeting very well.
Right.
Used to be a boss.
Right.
And she laughed. She goes, "Mills,
what are you doing? And I looked over at the girl that I said it to. Yeah. I looked over at the girl that I said it to, and she's just sitting there laughing her ass off. She thought it was hilarious. But, you know, I didn't. You know, I forgot. I don't have any. I don't have a filter anymore. Yeah. Again, no filter.
Yeah.
So I just blurt out what's in my mouth, in my head. Just it comes out.
You get excited, it just comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for me, it's more than an excited, I got to stick my finger up the butt and holler snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Scare the thing out.
The tricks we do yeah. Yes, as we get older.
It's when you get to be my age. You're not there yet, but your time's coming, trust me.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
You'll be going, come on, Jerry, help me.
Say something.
Yeah. Or don't say something. Yeah. That can go either way.
Don't talk right
yeah.
now. Don't
shh.
Tell me something good.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just... We're not explaining that story. We're not explaining that story.
Oh, you can't do that to me. You can't do that to our listeners.
That's definitely an off-mic story. Tell me something good.
Oh, man. Oh,
my goodness.
All right, so we gave out the phone number in the first... in one of the segments. I thought you did. I thought you pulled the flyer out and gave the phone number out.
No.
Oh, he hasn't said the phone number.
Oh, yeah, we have a phone number. You can call us direct.
Said that phone number.
We're going to start doing more live feeds. I have all this stuff to start the live feeds.
Call this number. Just randomly. Say random things in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call it. It's 505 is the area code. We're in the 505.
We are in the 505, brother.
Nice. And the number is 512-3179. Again, 505-512-3179.
Oh, that was...
For a good time, call 505-512-3179. For a good time, 505-512-3179.
What was that number? No. Hey, you know, I'm a cheap ass, so I bought one of those, what do they call these, throwaway phones, I guess it is.
A burner?
A burner, whatever. Oh, so yeah. You have to add minutes to
That's
it.
That's what you do when you're a drug dealer.
whatever
works.
Bills.
Yeah.
Whatever you gotta do. I understand it.
But it's an Android, and I'm having it's a kind of a learning curve going from the iPhone to the Android. Which do you have? You have an iPhone, don't you?
I have an iPhone.
Yeah,
yes.
No, it's a little different. So, so the voicemail's not set up yet, so you just keep calling.
You'll
we don't answer. Yeah.
It'll answer eventually.
Yeah, sometime or another. Yeah, we'll answer that.
I have to show you technology.
Show me technology?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that's like... That's like throwing gasoline on a fire, man. I won't get anything. You're just... Or peeing in the wind, as my dad used to say. Son, you're just pissing in the wind.
Yeah.
When I'm doing something stupid. Yeah. You
Depends
know.
On what direction you're facing, whether it's a good or bad thing.
In the wind. In the wind. Yeah.
And two, yes, it's definitely bad.
But if you're just peeing in the wind, it's not blowing at
just
you.
Just face right. the right direction.
Yeah. Turn your...
Right now.
Oh, my God. Are we giving tips on how to pee outside in this weather?
Yeah, we just
Because we're about to be blown away
didn't
here.
Didn't we on the last episode, like...
Did we?
We were going to have a pissing contest?
Oh, I think we did.
I told you, dude, we're old. There is no pissing. Yeah. We're hitting our shoes. It's both of us. We're hitting our shoes.
It's more like a dribbling contest. Or dribble.
Who
dribble.
Can dribble the longest?
<That's right. laughs> I guarantee you I can because, you know, middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, middle of the night and you want to get back to bed. It's like, come on.
Yes.
And you know, and I don't know if you're experiencing this, Travis. So you're drinking a lot of water with this
program
that you're doing?
Yeah. Almost 4 liters a day is what I'm... Like so 3.7 is what I'm supposed to drink, according to my...
Are you still doing
program.
The thing that you were doing with the fruit or whatever?
Yes, the infused water.
Oh, it's badass. Explain that.
So you just... Infused water, it helps you drink, in my opinion, it just helps you drink water better.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of flavor, but the infusion of different fruits and vegetables are in there.
I used to use lemon all the time.
Yeah,
love lemon.
And, I use a lot of lemon and cucumber. Lime and cucumber.
You know, I have a hard time with cucumber, but lime I could probably do.
Cucumber's really good in there.
I don't know, something about it.
There was one of them you put strawberries in there.
Strawberry cucumber.
Strawberry, yeah.
A strawberry cucumber.
I don't think I've had that. I should try that.
So basically the idea is you take a glass of water or a bottle of water, whatever the hell, you just toss fruit in there.
Yeah. Right. You don't have to muddle. Yeah, you just,
Just put it in there. And if, you know, the key is don't let it sit too long because
it'll mold.
It'll get gross. And, and then you have other medical issues you got to worry about.
Yeah, when your glass starts turning black, change the fruit.
Actually,
out.
The water, it never changed colors. It just was rancid. Yeah. It was bad.
Yes.
And I drank about two glasses of it before I realized I was in trouble.
Okay, that's enough.
After the second one, I was like,
how'd you make it
through
the first glass? Yeah.
It didn't taste that bad. The effect of what it was.
He's
was
got
bad.
COVID.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, no, this is I did that a couple years ago. I did a lot of infused water in another diet process I was in.
It's not hard to lose weight, is it, Travis? Lost thousands of pounds over your lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Gained it all back. Not best, hard to lose the weight.
The best weight loss program I ever was on was a divorce.
35
pounds on me and 136 on...
The flu and divorce. Those are great weight loss programs.
Yeah.
As long as you don't slip into depression, because that's a weight gain program.
Yes, because you start like eating and doing stuff that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Eating bad food. And that's what I did from probably Thanksgiving through Christmas, New Year's, is I ate a lot of my feelings.
Yeah.
It was getting too dark too early, and I was not getting outside much, and I gained about 18 pounds in 2.5 months.
Yeah.
When you get bored, it has a tendency to happen. Or when you run a bakery that sells sweet stuff too, like fudge and cookies.
I ordered pies. I was like, this is not a good idea.
Fat kid.
So obviously the pies were okay then. They met your satisfaction.
Way too good.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's how we ended up being, because I, you know, every once in a while, I'll go through my Facebook, like, how the hell did I become friends with this person?
Yeah, it was a fundraiser. I think you were doing it from Sada House or something like that, or some kind of fundraiser.
Probably up at the church, because we were doing Pie Day Friday
doing something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. All I know is two banana creams and ate them all, so.
Oh, you got the banana cream.
Yeah.
All right, well, now let me ask you this, okay? Were the bananas inside the cream on the bottom? Did they turn black on you?
No.
You ate them too quick? Okay, good.
You didn't give them that too much time.
when you're eating two or three slices a day, three and a half days. So.
Well, I didn't learn till later that you need to soak those in lemon juice, too. You know, the ones that you put on top always, but I didn't find out till much later that
the bottom.
Yeah, I never thought anything about it because they were covered, you know.
I ate them way too fast for them to turn black.
No chance. No chance. For them
I love you, man.
That's my favorite pie in the world. That tops all my pies. And it's funny because people always give me like lemon because they think it's lemon. Because I always eat banana pie.
Right.
And they think it's a lemon
because
pie.
Yeah, it looks close. Yellow,
so they send me lemon pies all the time. I'm like, that's not what I want.
It's a big difference between lemon and banana.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Specifically the taste.
Yeah, if you don't know and you think you're biting into a banana,
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We're great, Celeste. How are you?
Celeste is asking us how we're doing.
We're fixing to close out the show.
That's a trick question.
You want to cuss at me or... You can do that right now. You can call him.
Say
what's
your wisdom with me? This is my first night here. I've never dealt with these guys before.
Run.
You have got to become a guest on the show again.
I'll take another. Yes.
One more. Yes. Thank you.
All right, well, you have any more words of wisdom? I mean, we're over.
Again, Celeste is awesome. Come down here and see her.
Okay, we're Traegers. Travis, you want anything you want to say?
No, thanks for letting me sit in and visit.
Sure, man.
Catching up on all the past shows, and it's been really good to listen to it all.
Well, thank you. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
I'm anxious to have Ken on the ladies, the female encounters, and I'm going to get them back on here, I suppose.
Man, I would have so much fun on that show, I think.
Yeah, we'll get you there.
Yeah.
I happen to know the producer personally.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have a good, close, personal, hand-to-hand relationship. Hand-to-hand.
I was so sure we were talking about hand-to-hand.
All right, man, let's get out of here.